Welcome to Atlanta. What's up, 1550? I probably present the Rundown Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the official, unofficial podcast of Mona Scott Young's Love & Hip Hop series. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by the lovely and talented Michelle Antoinette. How you doing, sweetie?
I am excited because we only got one more episode left.
Yeah, I was. You know, this is what I say. I didn't say it on Miami. I'll say it here. When we get to, let me pull, I'll make sure. When you get to next time on the season finale, Young Jock was not there. So why give me the story of Jock and Kendra if there's no resolution? Was that the resolution? Just, yo, I thank you for being willing to be in the same room with her. All right, cool, whatever. If that's what we're going to get. But this is season 11, episode 30, Expecting and Unexpected. We bounce around like they do. Scrappy learns about the video release party, that Diamond and butted heads with Erica and his mom, and he claims he is done with Diamond. Erica Banks ends up inviting Yandy to her release party. Yandy was like, well, I'm going to show up, even though you didn't show up at the what's name. We cool. But our first scene officially is Rennie, who likes Sierra's new vibe with her new man. The divorce is final, y'all. But she got somebody
else. After we had to chase him down and trick him to meet us at a park to give him the papers.
Yeah. Sierra's cautious about this relationship. She wants to keep it private.
Why is marriage so like... It's like not that important to them. Like they get married like it's nothing.
It's very strange. They do really just be like, all right, cool.
We got married. We got divorced. Like, yeah, like y'all boyfriend and girlfriend. That is your wife and your husband.
Here's the wild part about marriage statistics. And this is a really a side tangent to all of this. It pertains to this. But they'll say, 50% of marriages end in divorce. But there's no stats to, no, you can't go deeper than that, right? What I'm saying is, if somebody in your friend group or your family group or your circle is a person who is a sucker for love and constantly get married, they fuck those stats up. There's no stat to say, well, if two people date for this long or know each other this well, they have a better chance, because you can't do that. You only get right. Marriage and divorce. With that said, we always have this philosophy of how you look at the world. Is it half empty or half full? Why don't we do this with marriage? Because if somebody tells you like all marriages end, 50% of marriages end in divorce, I feel like the human psyche thinks negatively instead of thinking, well, shit, I got a good chance of this working out. Because if somebody
right.
said,
you're like, dang, the probability of this failing is so high. Yeah.
If somebody said 50% of people who play the lottery win, you wouldn't be like, shit, I'm probably going to lose. But when it comes to marriage, you feel like you're going to be the divorce person.
Yeah, that is very true. Very true.
All right. Sierra's cautious about blah, blah, blah. He likes, oh, yeah, he's like, oh, he liked the real me. She admits she had them lip injections. Listen, I like full lips.
Lips don't change you. Yes. I mean, it changes.
Yes, it changes how you look. But I've never seen good lip injections. Maybe you could do the little, what was Kylie or Kendall? One of them was doing that little, where you put it on your mouth so it just made them plump. Maybe that
the
works
little
better.
Lip plumper. Have you ever felt that? You have not. Let me tell you something. Because like you can get the lip gloss or the lip balm or whatever, and it has like illuminated. I picked up the wrong Fenty gloss one day, okay? And I got home, and I already have big full lips. She don't need them to be any bigger. Mm. But I put that thing on my, I thought my lips was on fire. I was like, what the fuck?
It probably like swells
this?
Them up a little bit. Like,
it's like tingling, and then it just, I felt like, no, 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 no. I was not, here for it.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, y'all really want them big old lips? So just appreciate what you got.
But here's the thing with it, though. With everything else, I feel like they have figured it out. Now, when I say they figured it out, that doesn't mean y'all who are going to get this done are doing it right. But I have seen women who have gotten breast jobs. They're like, that fits you. That's right.
Yeah.
I've seen women who make sure the butt and the thighs match. I've never seen the lips.
Don't nothing piss me off more than a butt and a thigh. Let me tell you. Have you ever seen them in person?
Probably, maybe, but I don't pay it that much. Because you once you look, you can't. I don't want to stare. I'm like, oh, that don't match. I just be like, that don't match and move on.
It's really like a balloon and then your regular ass leg. Like, yeah, why? Yeah. Why did you do that?
So, but I've never seen the lips work. I've never seen nobody like, oh, you know.
I ain't never seen fillers of the lips in real life.
Well, yeah, I've only seen on TV.
It looked like, you really left there like, these is bomb.
Yes, yep.
Yeah. This is what I was smack going for.
Yeah, let's go. Randy is a little sick and she's a little late and she might be pregnant.
She's a little pregnant.
Yeah, we'll get to it. Amy visits Jessica White.
Randy's so pretty.
She is, yes.
Without like even makeup, and she's just a really pretty girl. I like that for her.
Amy visits Jessica White, who she's so sick, she can't even get up to open the door. She's still under the weather. She's recovering from stage 4 endometriosis, which is severe nausea. She got cramps. She can't eat, dehydration. And the cyst that she got removed is now growing back.
Coming back. That sucks. I'm going to tell you how much I love me some Jessica this episode. Oh,
hey, I was really saying, Jessica, go to Real Housewives of Atlanta. You need to be there. You are
she need a husband. I mean, she probably don't.
She could be a friend. She could start off as a friend.
I know we've been talking about, like, and when we've been talking about her and just being a little unhinged, it's because, like, we was concerned, like, is she going through some stuff? How she been drinking? Because she been lit a lot of this season. But this episode?
She was on one, and I loved her. She was so good. I have a theory that if I was producing, and I had the season, I would have did something different. We'll get to it when we get to it.
Okay.
Amy brings up the pool and the wet hair, and Jessica shows her hands and is like, look, I've been here 200 years. I am not here to talk about hair and lashes. So Jessica has been starting in vitro. She's on that journey. She's been posting on Instagram. And this prompts Amy to share that she has a thin canal and she can't menstruate regularly. And she may not be able to carry a child. Mozzie doesn't even know. I wrote how, right? Not that he's privy to her medical history. When we get to this scene, because it's not that much of a scene, I'm just proud of Mozzie for being cool. But when you start having unprotected sex with somebody for a while, maybe I'm different. Maybe I'm the quote unquote 50% that divorce. If I'm like you and I'm like not pulling out, I'm like, how is you not? Are we that lucky? Do we just timing this ovulation down?
She told this man he was shooting blanks. Yes, honey. Like, and here's, you know what made me think too though? You know, he had that baby.
Yes.
And so I was
maybe
like,
that's why.
I was like, maybe, you know, you really do feel it. Like, of course you feel it. Even though the baby was before her, right?
That's what she told us. Yes.
And then he didn't know. And then you find out and you like, he got a baby and I can't give him this baby.
That could have been something. That's what Mozzie brings up too. Like it wasn't just that, but it's hard. It's really hard to be open when you're not honest. So she wasn't even honest with everything. And y'all might've been able to get through some things. Jessica tells her to ditch her emotional guilt because it will make you feel less than a woman. And Jessica is determined to carry her baby next year. Yandy has returned, as we learned, from Canada, and she thought it was going to fix things with her and Mendeecees. She's still sticking to her decision to give Keisha an egg, but she still wants to make sure Mendeecees is good. She's going to continue to fight for her marriage. Can we pause?
Here's my question. Go ahead.
My real thing was these kids came home from school and she's like, I'm finna go to Erica Banks' release party. And they said, is dad going? And she's like, no, I don't think so. I would have said, who's Erica Banks? Like,
who is that?
Because they real young. So go ahead.
My question is, your husband does not want you to give an egg. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That is not what he wants. But you going, I'm going to do it anyway. And I really hope everything works out between me and my husband.
I don't think it's with your actions. I don't think it's going to work. But I don't know how she made those decisions without his input in the first place. She was just acting like she was single.
I don't know how you went to go talk to this lady and tell her, yes, I'm going to give you this egg. And he came back and told your husband, like,
yeah,
this shit is wild. So yeah, you got big balls. Yes. And maybe you used to having to move on your own, right?
Yep, that could be it.
Mendez has been out for quite some time, though.
Yes.
Even if my mans was in jail, I still think I'd have been like, yo, babe, my cousin, borrow.
Yeah.
My cousin is struggling and, you know, we trying to keep it familial. And so she's looking for Ed. You know, like, even if he was in jail, I think I would have still had that conversation.
I wonder if it's that side of the family. And this is not on Keisha because it's not her responsibility. But for you to ask for that and don't say, run this by your husband first to see it.
That part, I might have forgot. I don't remember. Is it that she can't produce eggs or she can't carry?
She can't produce. It becomes both. She couldn't produce. Then she was going to carry, and then they found out she couldn't carry it. So that's why they had to go get a surrogate. That was one of the episodes.
Okay. I couldn't remember if she couldn't produce.
And that's when Mendici was like, how much is a surrogate? Here's the thing. We talked about this because it's been a long season. One of my questions would be like, how many eggs? Because surrogates aren't cheap. And I'm pretty sure Mendici and Yandy got the majority of the money. So we put this in and they do the procedure. And let's say, God forbid, the surrogate miscarries at month 5. We running this all the way back and because we got to keep paying that this part. Person. You don't be like, well, we're going to knock 4 months off because you didn't go all the way to
you know what? Why me? Why not another cousin in the family? Yes,
you got no
Why
other
specifically me?
You would think. Erica Banks has an album release party. She spent her own money on, no help from 1501. And we learned
where
that Zelle
is getting this money from?
Yeah, Zelle is trying to get lit after seeing Santana with one of Santana's exes. Posting online, he talks trash, calls them the BBL twins. That's just such a shit.
Zelle is hurt. Zelle is hurt. I don't even mean to laugh. I'm sorry, Zelle. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at your commentary. Because my man's is hurt for real in real life.
That man was like, I'm going to get a girl pregnant. I'm going to have me a family. I was like, okay.
You know, and he's been saying that for quite some seasons.
Yes.
On different
on Hollywood, scenes. He had a girlfriend for a second. I said, I'm not blind this, but okay. Whatever.
Why don't you buy it?
I don't see him as that. Right? The way when he's with a man, he's all in. He don't really give me, oh, yeah, I can see you go both ways. It really just like, oh, no, you slightly more effeminate than you are masculine. And because especially women in our community, for good or bad, they're not really attracted to that. So I was like, what woman are you going to pull? I'm not saying you're not attracted to women. I just think if it was a badass dude that he was attracted to and a badass woman he was attracted to, he would go with the dude over the woman. That's all. That's how I feel. Yandy's there solo. Erica Banks perform. Diamond is also there by herself. And after the performance, the table yells over to Scrappy and Chaotic. And this is the first time Chaotic and Erica have seen each other since the breakup that was not on camera.
Okay. All right. Okay. What? When was Diamond in Dayton?
When was Diamond in Dayton?
When was Diamond dating? Like, because she engaged now.
Yes.
And I'm just trying to figure out, at what point was you in a relationship?
Especially when we learn what we learn. So you're like, when does this? So Chaotic ends up apologizing to both Erica and Amy for his behavior. Erica for how he acted in the relationship and Amy for when she went and got her Mozzie. Diamond goes over to the table to speak to Mama D. She pulls her to the side. She's going to end up apologizing for how she acted at the party. She says, yo, my dad's on life support. Shows her a picture. Mama D was the only person to reach out, not even Scrappy. And this, I don't know what kind of direction they gave Scrappy. But they really said, come around the corner and then pretend like you just like bumped into the. I said, he just looked around like he was waiting for his cue. And he said, you know, what's going on? Well, Scrappy nonchalantly walks over and says, you know, I love you. She tells him to prove it. She's like, I was the one that was there when you was going through your divorce, not Erica. He gives her a hug and they all cheers to Poppy. So you are there for Scrappy. Y'all being intimate because you took the picture with him. Your dad's going through life support. You're engaged. Is this what? Is this a safari situation? This guy came out of the blue in a pot and proposed to you?
I'm just confused because the way you got online and just was coming. If I'm your boyfriend, you care too much. Like, especially if you going online. Like, when? Who is this man?
Carly is taking.
I can't wait. What? I'm so mad at you. I can't wait for to hear Erica and Scrappy announce their engagement because I know it's coming.
Yo, Carly.
Y'all can try to play in my face if y'all want to, but you know it's coming.
Oh, man. Carly is taking care of Jessica White, who just got out of the hospital. Of course, her and Kai still living together. And this man coming.
That house so rented. It ain't a picture on the wall. And that it looked like you bought that couch from IKEA and threw a blanket over it. Man, it was a plate.
The echo when he came out there was like, Carly.
A rug? How long you been living in this house, sis? You ain't want to pretend to buy furniture?
No.
You can rent.
I'm really upset that they dropped Carly's storyline. Listen, I like the Carly Jessica stuff. Couldn't care less about the Kai stuff. He weird.
Yeah.
But I'm mad that they was like, Eliza, I guess you'll be the grandmother. Carly, you just threw a party for your daughter and that's it. We don't know what. Did she have the baby during this year? Like, what?
Why your daughter not going, Mom, I don't like this dude.
Yeah.
He don't sit well with me. Like, why did you bring her on the show? We weren't going to keep her around.
Yeah. So,
even if she not on every episode, you don't want to FaceTime her? Something. We are now. We seen her. We know what she. Yes. I know you kept her a secret for a long time. She out here now.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if she's like, no, because my daughter's like, probably either 29 or 30. I know she's late 20s or early 30s. And that's going to age me. I need to portray it as a busy young one. So Kai wants to know where dinner is at. Yo, Carly. And then you said, why you tell me somebody was here? I could have got food. Hey, healing energy, Ma. Healing energy. Jessica's like, stop it. You know, she checked you like, you don't talk to queen. Kings don't talk to queens like that. So Kai backs off because, you know, I don't go back and forth with women. Jessica calls him a bitch, and she's like, if he act like that in public with you, what does he do in private?
That part. Because Carly clammed up.
Yeah, she did.
Carly looks terrified.
Yeah.
In a sense of, like, I can't speak, or, girl, don't talk to him like that.
Yeah.
Or, like she looked genuinely terrified. I'm going to get in trouble. Yeah.
So Carly is starting to regret this entanglement. I don't think she knows what entanglement means because this is like a relationship. But anyway, Vinny is in love with her boyfriend, Black Zach, and she has something new for them to talk about. She's been sleepy, might have a baby on the way. He's like, well, let's find out because she got a couple
about
of tests.
Time.
He's waiting on the results. They're having a baby. And she says, I don't even remember the last time or what's it like to be pregnant, but she's excited. They call Sierra, they call Sierra to give her the good news. Auntie Sierra's geeked, says, our little baby, and wants to know if she could be in the maternity photos. No, you cannot be in the maternity photos. What are you talking about?
He can't be in the maternity photos. Shit.
Yeah, listen.
My photo.
No disrespect. It's just that we've been having these maternity photos for some time. Since social media has been social media and there hasn't been a good one with the guy in it. That's all. It just has.
Nah, it looked corny or something. It just looked really weird.
Or let's do this. You could be in the pictures, but don't share those. Y'all keep them in the house. So the little bit. So you kiss the belly and then you put that one in the baby's room or something like that.
Yeah.
But they don't ever come across cool. Amy meets with Mozzie to finally tell him about her secret burden, how she might not be able to have children naturally. Tells him he's not shooting blanks. He wishes he would have known sooner so he could have carried some of that weight with her. And she looks at him different since he was compassionate about it.
I want you back.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like. All right, we're wrapping things up at Zell's East Ave Fashion Show. Here's a problem I have with production. We had no mention of this.
At all. Who is back? Who is production? See, what is y'all doing?
When we watch,
y'all got a storyboard?
Yeah, when we watch Real Housewives, it's nice to see them scout out that, oh, this is going to be my store.
Yeah, this is the venue. This is,
Why did we have, we could have just had a little bit of his artistic
vision. It's because they got too many people.
Yes.
Y'all trying to cover.
Yes. This is his first fashion drop in Atlanta. He's been working on this in a long time. Kai showed up with an apology for Carly. Flowers, and then he brought his jeweler out.
First of all, first the fuck of all, okay? who shows up to somebody's fashion show with all this shit?
Yes.
It's different. You like, she not even walking the runway for you to have on her flowers.
No, you just showed up.
Who brings their jeweler? First of all, stop there. Why are you bringing me a jeweler to show me some rings that you're not proposing for? Like, what the fuck? The fuckity fuck fuck.
It was so wild. So he shows up. He said, I told my jeweler to bring out his three best rings. I said, that's a lie.
And that shit look like glass.
This is why this is a lie. You can't afford that. You know, it's rarely, depending on what this jeweler is, and it don't matter if it's Atlanta, New York, Beverly Hills. Well, if you're a jeweler, there are things that the average person cannot afford. It's only for those ballers. Like, Atlanta got Hawks, Braves, Falcon players that can afford their best jewelry because they can get it made, they can get it flown in. You ain't that guy. So I don't know why.
What if my taste ain't the best top three, though? Just because it's expensive don't mean I like it.
Yes. So.
And why she got to fall out every goddamn time? Carly,
it's annoying. It is so annoying. She falls out. She's like, well, I see a ring. I fall out. I wasn't like fainting. I was praying. Jessica comes over, says it's too much. Said the fact that Cardi's acting like this means it's no. Jessica picks her up and hugs her. Kai cuts in. He's like, yo, we got trust, man. So pick out a ring. And Jessica walks off and is like, so it's big love, polyamorous love. Amy is confused about this proposal.
I have to go so hard to, no, this is the part that's really bothering me about Carly. I just want him to know that I'm the only one.
Yes.
If I have to go that hard for you to be like, it's just me. Man, I'm not supposed to be with you.
You would think people get tired of bullshit. you would just think she would be like, Carly should be at this point in her life, in her dating career, when she's like, I want to meet a man who knows what to do. Right? Not be a mind reader to know that I want a vacation or I want this house. But I'm going to tell him that. But know not to cheat on me. Nina. She should be at the point where, like, as soon as you do this, I've been through this 1,000 times. It never worked. So what? I'm not wasting my time trying to teach you. I'm past my teaching days. Anyway, we get a montage of the proposal. Carly asks, when is the proposal coming? Because this ain't anyone. He says, you just got to trust me. So this is a promise ring. Jessica's backstage going off. And Zelda's pissed because, like, this focus ain't even on my show. Why you do this here?
First of all, what a rest of the cast.
I don't get it. Yeah, it was really just Jessica, Amy, and Carly there.
I will say Jessica walked that runway, though.
Oh, she did.
So did Amy. They look
good. Shout out to Amy with the six-pack. I didn't know she had a six-pack on her.
They look good.
And I would say this. Zell, the clothes were cool. I like the
money. I thought the clothes was very... Now, they, you know, this was giving streetwear, right? Yes. Athleisure wear. She wear, and not joggers. Not joggers, you know? Like, it was giving real fashion.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it for him. I was like, where is this at? Let me see.
Afterwards, Jessica and Amy get more answers from Carly. They learn it's a promise ring. And Jessica is hilarious. She's like, we are not in grade school.
And that part.
Carly just wants a ring. And Jessica points out that other people have made you happy. And what about yesterday? And I think Amy tried to chime in and was like, but maybe that was a bad day. She's like, ain't no bad day that you come here and propose in the next day or whatever it was called. I love this. And this is where we're going to pause here. If I was producing this show, I'd have said, let's grab the Carly Spice shit. Let's go Carly Jessica's best friends. And then we'll have Spice be jealous and be like, oh, Carly wasn't as bad as she was. And I kind of missed the friendship because Carly and Jessica are great. They tell each other they love each other. They got each other's back. I wish we saw more of this.
At this point, I would enjoy seeing Jessica just about damn to anybody.
Yes.
Because one thing that I'm picking up on her is she going to tell you like it is. I love the interaction between her. I even love the conversation between her and Amy.
Yes. There was one good part when she talked with her and Amy, when she talked about how, and I feel like I'm mad that they don't let scenes breathe. She really brought up this amazing point about how she can't have a child naturally.
Mm-hmm.
But she was with the most fertile man who could get anybody pregnant. And you was like, ooh, that had to. So, yeah, loved. We're back on Team Jessica. We never left. We were just worried about the alcoholism.
I was just concerned about, like, her being lit in every scene. Like,
but she was back today. I loved her. All right, next time on the season finale, Santana is back. Mendici's still not on the same page with Yandy. Jessica has found her baby daddy, but she's going to keep that in the low. Cool. Bambi is going back to court. And Spice tells people she's friends with Carly again, and Shekinah's just like, why? And Bambi and Scrappy, I don't have the time and energy. I'll probably repeat this. I have a few exes, have a few women I talk to. If me and I'm cool with everybody, like nobody knows, like, oh, John hates me or whatever, right? If we are in the same room together and they start going off, I'm not going there with you. I'm like, fam, what are we fighting for? We're not in a relationship anymore. I don't probably apologize for how my behavior was. I can't fight with you no more. I don't have it. And I get it. We don't have kids.
I don't have it.
But I'm not fighting with you. I'll let you just go off. As long as you ain't lying on me, I'll let you just go off. It ain't that serious. Okay.
We got some
news and rumors. Let's get the little one out the way first. Sierra Goofy Self, who tried to call, what's the name? Jessica. Like, her, the elevator don't go to the top floor. She is in the hospital after using a numbing cream on a huge leg tattoo. Did you see this leg tattoo?
I did. That is ridiculous.
So she was. She posted a video from the hospital bed. This is the thing too. And I get where I am in life and where these people are in life. I don't want to be beholden to people that I feel like when I am not feeling good. Yo, hand me my phone so I can tell the people what's going on.
Yeah.
Y'all will get y'all update when I'm good and ready. Y'all, I'm not gonna have to keep y'all up. Anyway, she says, listen up, people. Money Monster Sierra is officially admitted into the hospital until due notice. That's further. But I love you guys so much. I just want to say again, if you are going to do Monster Nom and get your tattoos, do not get it crazy big like I did. Because when it numbs off, you're going to be in crazy pain. And when you're getting it done, you're going to feel nothing. That they were roasting her for this big ass leg tattoo. They were roasting her because I think she got it all in one sitting. Don't do that. That's right. Dumb. Like, come back. What? She added, for those who have a heart, no, who cares? She couldn't walk on her leg for the last 3 days. She says, I couldn't walk at all. I need to stay in the hospital for days. I said, okay, God, it's me and you. I'm a real soldier. I'll be back better than ever. She said,
You know what's crazy about tattoos, though? I wouldn't even get nothing that recognizable because it easily be like, it was you.
Yes.
But it's you.
I know that tattoo. Okay, the other news was Bambi finally sat down with Carlos King to discuss.
Carlos is messy.
Of course he is.
Because he had one interview with Erica.
Yes.
Then you had an interview with Scrappy.
Yes, and then he had Erica.
Then you had an interview with Diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had an interview with Erica and Scrappy.
Yes, and then Mama D.
Then you had an interview with Mama D. And you are way invested. And I'm sorry, like, it's messy, but it's good. It's like good TV that is being missed in some type of way.
Here's the thing, though. While all this information is wild to hear, we'll get into some of the details she talked about. Shame on we didn't catch this. This is years after the fact. She didn't divorce, whatever. But let's get some of these notes out the way. What's trending is, she admitted that she first met Scrappy when he was dating Diamond. But she was confused and thought Diamond was their baby mama before she learned about Erica.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, he would lie. He lied and said that he was with Erica just for TV. So people are like, yo, you've been a side chick for like 20 years. That is a long time to be a side, 10, 15 years, right? She also said she was dating Benzino, but they weren't having sex. She didn't see the big deal about dating him and Scrappy at the same time because they weren't friends. And
I mean, I feel that you just dating. You're supposed to date more people.
Yes.
They weren't cool. Do you?
It felt the producers were intrigued by that. She didn't
but
know.
But the crazy thing about that wasn't on the show.
No, it was not.
We didn't know that. If you didn't say that, we wouldn't have known that you were dating them simultaneously.
Nope. She also didn't know Kirk and Rashida. He told her that his wife gave him a pass, and her friend that was with Kirk in the hot tub was doing interviews, and Bambi shut it down. She sat down with Rashida and apologized for that. Why did we get that on camera? That'd have been a good moment to get. So this is now they're roasting her for the side chick stuff. I saw people roasting her for the basketball player thing, that she was dating this baller with no kids, but then Scrappy kept, you know, love bombing her.
On his hunt. Yes. Find the bam.
She's like, he's still playing ball and she sees him from time to time. It seems like she still likes him, but he don't trust her and she gets it. Yeah, take that L. What was the one part? Oh, this girl lying about her age. Yeah, all right. Have y'all, you remember, is it Chris Spencer, the actor? I think it's Chris Spencer. He had a late night talk show on UPN, right when Fox had the Magic Hour and Magic Johnson. Neither one of those shows were good. I remember Ginuwine being on the show, right when Ginuwine came out, it was 96 when UPN had dropped in the fall. And they asked Ginuwine what his name was, and he didn't want to say his name. So they asked him about his son, like, what's your son's name? And he's like, oh, my son's name is Elgin. And Chris said, is he a junior? And Ginuwine said, yeah. So basically, Ginuwine, goofy self, told us his name is Elgin. This woman does not want to say her age, but said, me and Malaysia are in the same grade. We're in the same grade. Malaysia's 43 from Basketball Wives. So Mama D's telling the truth. You did lie about your age. Why?
Oh, well, what is Bambi's real name?
Adiz, A-D-I-Z. I don't know how to pronounce it. But yeah. Mm. She says, she's like, women, she just gave the excuse that as a woman, people will say she's too old to do or too young to do something. So she didn't, that's why she don't want to give her age. What did you think about the interview? Did you like it?
I mean, it was entertaining. I think what I like is the course of interviews, like the amount, like this whole scenario, like all I'm missing now is like a Shay interview. If anything, can we get everybody on one couch? Can we talk at one time?
I don't know if they have. I don't have the time. I'm not doing it. It's a lot of work. But I wonder if somebody can make a supercut. Because he asked some of the same questions that you can say, when he asked this, you can put in everybody's answers and see if they line up or they tell the truth or whatever.
That's true.
I didn't know you can get your gums contoured.
I didn't either. That was something new.
Okay. All right. If you say so. She says she got somebody she love or whatever. All right, that's it. That's all we got. Next week is the last week. All right. Hope you enjoyed it. You can tweet me. Oh, one up. I wrote some things for Equal Opposites. Ashanti's big announcement, reunion part 3 on Real Housewives of Potomac as well. X-Men 97, which was a kind of a calmer episode than last week, which I'm cool with. What else happened? There's nothing really to talk about with Coachella. We don't care about this rap beef until Kendrick says something. Anything else that's happening this week that we got to get into? Nothing. Been quiet.
I mean, I got some stuff in my personal life we could talk about.
Okay. You sound like Jack K. Sandra, when you did that. All right. Mary. That's what it was, Mary. All right. That is the episode. You can tweet me at one and only tweet shell.
As I share, you can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on the Snappity Chat at iMiz.
Oh, yeah. That's with the right. Z Shell. You moved a couch. And for some reason, they think I was supposed to help. I was confused about that.
Well, look, you ain't really been down here, but you can tell that the wall is a different color.
Yes.
It usually is. And so I have a new sectional here.
Okay.
If you can see.
Yep.
But baby. Tell you, I swear I'm Superwoman. The way I was down here breaking down this section and going, that was my workout. I did good weightlifting. Okay? There you go.
Check out the podcast, rate, review, subscribe, support on Patreon. Until next time, guys, I say peace. She says,
bye.